A recording by Grinning Pup.
Sorry, we're closed. You'll have to come back tomorrow. Didn't you hear? We're... Oh. Hi. No. I can stay open for a little bit longer. Are you looking to buy a book? Sorry. I mean, of course you are. This is a bookshop. Can I help you find something? What are you looking for? You're not from here, are you? I understand. No visit to England is complete without visiting an old bookshop like mine. Oh, yes. This place is mine. It's been in the family for hundreds of years. My father and his father tended these books, and now it's my turn. Reading is a passion that runs in the family, and you could say that I'm very passionate about my work. There's no better way to lose yourself than in the warm embrace of an open book. Hands caressing each spine as you decide which cover entices you the most. Wetting your finger with each turn, the rush of excitement towards the end of each chapter, building towards a dramatic climax that always leaves you wanting more. But enough about me. What about you? Give me something to work with. Oh, come on. You must have a favourite author or genre. Are you seeking adventure, tragedy, horror? Romance? You really have no idea, do you? All right, then. Well, as a humble English bookkeeper, I view it as my duty to help find the book that's right for you. Let's see. I think it would be too cliché to offer the bard, but perhaps a book of poetry is easily consumed. Here. Here. This one. A woman's face with nature's own hand painted. Hast thou the master mistress of my passion? No? Too wordy? You're right. What about Byron? Do you know Byron? Of course not. Here. She walks in beauty, like the night of cloudless climes and starry skies. And all that's best of dark and bright meet in her aspect and her eyes. Thus, mellowed to that tender light, which heaven to gaudy day denies. What do you think? Poetry is a fond medium for expressing desire. Perhaps that's why I'm showing them to you. Forgive me. I'm being forward. The moment you stepped foot in here, I felt enamored. Perhaps the romantic literature has gone to my head. I'm sorry, I've embarrassed myself. You came here looking for a book, not for some English weirdo to read you love poems. The door is still open, should you wish to make an escape. The fact that you haven't run for the door tells me, well, it says a great deal. Here, come closer. May I put my hands on your waist? Did you like the trippings of my tongue? The sound sex of the English language is a glorious affair, and yes, there is joy found in words. But the best books, in my humble opinion, are people. You know the saying. You should never judge a book by its cover. How important it is, then, to open the covers, delve inside, and let the words pour out. And in so doing, my covers are wide open. I would like to push you against the fiction section and kiss you. Do you want that too? Good. You taste so sweet, stranger. I don't even know your name. Perhaps the author will reveal it soon. And what if I were to go lower? Rifle through your pages. May I open your blouse? Oh, you are stunning. If I may. My love is like to ice and I to fire. How comes it then that this her cold so great is not dissolved through my so hot desire? But harder grows the more I her entreat. Mm. flustered love. Do you like feeling my hands caress your skin? They are hands worn by many years of handling books upon books upon books. They have flicked through many pages, and now they explore yours. And oh, how beautiful those words are. May I undo down here? Oh, look at you. Fuck. Excuse my language. You are stunning. May I? I assure you, I am a cunning linguist. Should I start with a finger? Oh, you are so tight. Oh, you like my fingers that rub against the labia. Oh, oh. You are wet for me. You like the feeling of my tongue? You can put your fingers in my hair. Clamp your thighs down on my face. This is a book that I will never let close. Try as you might. Oh, where true love burns, desire is love's pure flame. It is the reflex of our earthly frame. That takes its meaning from the nobler part, and but translates the language of the heart. Or in this case, something much more base. Oh. Oh, I should just shut up and read. I am rock hard for you. May I? Oh, You are so wet. Do not worry. I will take you slowly. I will fuck you as sweetly and as softly as you desire. I will make my precious books fall from their shelves as I take you. Are you ready? Yes. Oh, you take it so sweetly. Yes. Best desire fulfill and help me to resign life, health, and comfort to thy will, and make thy pleasure mine. Yes. If you don't mind my asking, how long are you visiting for? What can I say? I've enjoyed the first chapter immensely. And now I want to read the whole book. And I promise I'll stop making puns. A recording by Grinning Pup.